Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Gene Mauch. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The left fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rube Walker. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Hank Skins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The center fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jansen. Pitching for the New York Giants, Larry Jansen. And now, play ball. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall, who is chasing the ball. Waitkus reaches third base with a triple. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta takes first base on ball four. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards center. Lockman fields it and throws to second to catch Cavaretta for the out. Waitkus scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr bunts towards first. Waitkus scoops it up and throws to first, with Skins covering, for the out. Cooper moves to third. Thompson moves to second. One out. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen hits a line drive to center field. Lowry throws towards the plate. Walker fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Walker. Cooper scores. Thompson scores. Jansen moves to second. It's 3-1, Giants. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-1 in the game. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Bob Chipman now pitching. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 0-1 in the game. Mauch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. Mize moves to second. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive to left field. Cavaretta throws towards first. Waitkus fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Waitkus. Mize scores. Thompson moves to second. It's 4-1, Giants. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-0 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive towards short. Mauch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Cavaretta hits a line drive into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pavko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nicholson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Jansen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rigney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lowry. Rigney reaches second base with a double. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lockman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rigney moves to third. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground for an out. Lockman moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mize hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lockman scores. Gordon moves to second. It's 5-1, Giants. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gordon scores. Mize moves to second. It's 6-1, Giants. Jess Dobernick now pitching. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Giants. Hankskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 0 for 1 in the game. Skins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lockman. Skins reaches second base with a double. Hal Jeffcoat pinch hits for Jess Dobernick. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0 for 2 in the game. Mock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skins moves to third. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mock. The throw from Cooper and he is safe. Mock steals second. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Waitkus hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-5, Giants. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Emil Kusch now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Jansen takes first base on ball 4. Kerr moves to second. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rigney is hit by the pitch. Kerr moves to third. Jansen moves to second. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cush fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kerr scores. Jansen moves to third. Rigney moves to second. It's 7-5, Giants. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jansen scores. Rigney scores. Lockman moves to third. Gordon moves to second. It's 9-5, Giants. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mize is walked intentionally. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lockman scores. Gordon scores. Mize moves to second. It's 11-5, Giants. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lowry. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta throws the ball into Skins, who tags Kerr, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Thompson scores. One out. It's 12-5, Giants. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Jansen strikes out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rigney moves to second. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lockman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 12, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hankskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Skins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clarence Mattern pinch hits for Emil Kusch. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 12, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Ralph Hamner now pitching. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-5, Giants. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Marshall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-5, Giants. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 14, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Conway now playing second base. Johnny McCarthy now playing first base. Les Layton now playing right field. Wes Westrum now catching. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mauch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta moves to second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta scores. Pafko moves to second. It's 14-6, Giants. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pavko scores. Nicholson moves to third. It's 14-7, Giants. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nicholson scores. Lowry moves to second. It's 14-8, Giants. Hankskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Skins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lowry scores. Walker moves to second. It's 14-9, Giants. Alex Konikowski now pitching. Clyde McCullough pinch hits for Ralph Hamner. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Skins moves to second. Bob Skeffing pinch hits for Gene Mock. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 14, and the Cubs 9. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Culler now playing shortstop. Hank Borowy now pitching. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alex Konikowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konikowski bunts for an out with unknown description. Kerr moves to second. One out. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lockman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 14, and the Cubs 9. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pavko takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 14, and Chicago Cubs, 9. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.